Today, our scripture verse comes from John 15:11. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete. My friend Kathy High posted this, and I asked if I could use it, and she gave me her permission. She posted it back on the 16th of December, and you'll see when I read this why that's important. But I thought it's a great thing for the moment of joy, and so I asked her if I could use it. She says, "The readings this week have been on John the Baptist, who helped prepare the way for Jesus. It is about repentance, being sorry for our sins, and wanting to become a better version of ourselves. Last night before Mass, I went to reconciliation, and the joy I felt coming out was a true gift, encountering Jesus, repenting, and being forgiven. Receive some joy this Advent as we prepare for Jesus' birth. Happiness is an emotion, and emotions can change like the weather. Happiness is life's cotton candy. It's great for a while, and then it's gone. It simply does not last forever. Well, if happiness doesn't last forever, what does? The answer? Joy. Joy is not an emotion, but a state of being. Better still, it's a fruit of the Holy Spirit. Instead of being fleeting, it is enduring. It is a deep, abiding peace that can never be taken away, no matter what is happening in your life. What is the source of joy? Jesus. As Catholics, we are so blessed to have Jesus so readily available to us. We can find him in abundance in the Eucharist and also in Scripture, reconciliation, and in prayer. If you want more joy, get more Jesus in your life." I could not have said that better. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, help us turn to you for our joy, for in you our joy is complete. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Have a great day. You matter.